Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Red rot and wrath, the doom is falling down this path, wriggling and what, sucking at the teat that is life. I am the light, I am the dark, I am the barrel right, I am the zombie shark. Round and round the bubble blows, round and round the balloon shows, round and round the buzzsaw glows. Bitter, brighter, swifter, lighter, a little bit off the top, ahead is not a trollop. But I see that the end is near, and you never have to fear, because there's always a zombie here. Hi, EW.
There was a young lady from La Plata who was widely renowned as a fada.
A what?
A farda.
A farda?
A farda, yeah.
That doesn't rhyme, man.
Her deafening reports at the Argentine sports made her much in demand as a sparta.
No.
No?
Yeah. No. Sorry. That one just don't cut the cheese right.
I tried to give a toot.
It just got a little on the bit of a pollute. That's all I got to say on that.
Yeah, there's always a cloud somewhere.
And there's also a silver lining. And there's also an accumulation of debris and moist material. And I'm not going to watch that because it's just going to be disturbing. I know it is. Boo. Yeah, those things were horrible.
Was a fart turned out to be a shart?
Hey, that was on your post, man. I left that there for you. Because, you know, once you got a start, you never want a shart.
Yep.
So, I don't know. What is today? Today is October the not quite 9th. It's already past the 7th. Oh, yes, it's the 8th. What happened today? Nothing.
Right? Pretty much.
It rained out. That's all it did today.
No, I don't know what rain is. We don't have that.
Really?
Yeah, we haven't had rain for a while.
Well, that's very uneventful for you then. So, let's see. I don't know. I'm thinking, you know what? Chicken butt.
I knew it was coming. I was waiting. I knew you wanted me to answer that one.
Nothing exciting happened today.
No, I can't say anything.
No, I'm looking through the history books. Okay, so there was a battle in World War I. Yeah, okay, whatever. Pittsburgh, sure. Indian Air Force, okay. World War II. Oh, okay. Germany annexed Poland. Western Poland. It kind of sounds like it's repeating itself, but all right. Really not exciting. No exciting. Ooh, Che Guevara. Oh, they got captured in Bolivia. Or Che, or however they pronounce his name. That guy with the face, you know?
Right.
Wow, today was an extraordinarily boring day in history.
Pretty much. Weren't working, you were sleeping. Wait, is that right?
No.
No? No. Got the wrong note on
now
that.
Now I'm trying to look at the famous people who were born this day. It's like there's a whole bunch of them, but who cares?
Have you been playing any catch-up yet?
I saw the first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And?
I'm very excited about they put Creel in.
Right. And?
I liked it, and then I didn't like it. And then, really? Michael Dudikoff was born today? I thought it was cheesy.
I thought it was going to be in the series a lot longer.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, God. Xena. Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Lawless's character. Yeah, she was gone pretty darn quick, wasn't she?
Dude, I thought...
Well, she's not dead.
That we know of.
She's probably been touched by whatever that thing was that she picked up. It's like, hey, don't touch that thing. Okay, I got to touch it and take it up. Ah, it's killing me. They told you not to touch it. I thought that shit was funny.
Yeah, wait until you get to episode 2.
Yeah, I know.
And don't tell me about episode 3.
I haven't seen episode 3 yet either.
I started to watch it, but I haven't finished it.
No, but you know.
Huh? I have been watching The Blacklist. I'm up to date on The Blacklist.
It doesn't do anything for me.
It's twisted.
It doesn't do anything for me. It's too... I don't know. It's too police procedural type thingies. Like it doesn't do it for me.
It's kind of a little far off from police procedurals.
Yeah, I know, but it's the kind of thing that's meant to be real life type stuff. It's people things. It's like this kind of shit gets me bored.
Yeah.
Did anything blow up in it?
Oh, there's been plenty of explosions.
Yeah, but does anything get blowed up?
There's been. I'm not gonna say if you're not watching. Huh?
I'm gonna be watching it, so I don't care.
There, Mr. Kaplan is an interesting character, if you haven't watched it.
Wait, Dave Kaplan?
No, Mr. Kaplan is a she.
Wait, like Mr. Cotter's Kaplan?
Okay. No, not that.
Fine. But have you watched Gotham yet?
No.
I've watched the first episode. That's actually a police procedural. In Batman Land!
I couldn't. I started to watch it. I could not get too far into it. It just was too drug out.
It was too fast paced. They tried to put way too much into it all at once. I've heard that the second episode is supposed to be good, much better. But first episode was like, okay, you're a little out on the left field here. It's like, how about you introduce just one villain, not eight of them?
Mm-hmm.
That was rather off in my book. But oh well, I didn't really mind it too much. It looks like it has really good potential. It's got to boost itself up some to get people to actually interested in it. So it's like, hey, look, there's Poison Ivy. Hey, look, there's the Penguin. Hey, look, there's the Riddler. It's like,
Yeah, they... Oh, finally, put 9th season back.
Say what now?
They put my 9th season back.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
No, they took... I was watching Criminal Minds because the new season started.
Guess what?
Year.
That's another show I'm not going to watch.
But the only reason I like it is because of the serial killers. They had Tim Curry as one of them.
Well.
Come on, Tim Curry.
Tim Curry is awesome. I like him in everything he does.
Dude, he was freaking wicked.
But it's a police procedural. It's Criminal Minds. That's boring.
Yeah, they've even had, what's his name, the guy who played Luke Skywalker.
Of course they did.
He was a bad guy, too.
Well, why wouldn't he be? He's played too many good guys. He might as well play some bad guys.
And he is fat.
Well, he's got lots of money, so I'm sure he's going to lounge himself around.
Yeah. All right, but I do have a movie for you.
I have several.
I watched The New Carrie.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
It was interesting. I think they tried really hard to keep to the original.
Did you see a scene where a car blows up? Catches fire or whatever?
That
was filmed like 3 blocks away from where I live.
Really?
Yep.
At the gas station?
Yep. It's actually a... it's not so much a gas station as it is more of a mechanics place in real life.
I didn't think it looked like a real gas station at first.
Yeah, it's more of a mechanic slash they do a lot of tire changing, whatever there. But I drive by that spot every day to go to work. It was kind of funny. It's the burned out car there. It's like, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. They're filming that movie Carrie there.
Yeah, there is some differences to it. And to be honest with you, it was okay. It just wasn't... I guess the way I remembered, and then the ending was different too. So,
I'll eventually watch it. I just there's too many more movies ahead of it to see. Like one of the ones I'm going to talk about right now.
Which one?
Jersey Shore Massacre.
I think you lost me at Jersey Shore.
It's surprisingly enough, I did not think this was going to be the case, but it's not bad.
Really?
It's a boobs in your face slasher film.
See, you like slasher films, but yet you won't watch things like Criminal Minds.
Yeah, because what do they do in Criminal Minds? They show you a body, they show you an after effect, then they show you, how did we determine this? You can't do this in like 2 days. That crap takes weeks, months in Criminal Detective. It's thinking, so outlandishly unreal.
You're thinking CSI.
I'm thinking all of them.
Yeah, well, no, Criminal Minds does show the murders, so.
Okay, do they show you enhanced visual display?
No.
Do they show you, hey, his fingerprints have come back from the shop already?
No.
Okay, I'm still going to say that there's probably something like that that they probably do in there that's just completely busto.
I'll give you one episode. I'll tell you which episode to watch. If you can find it, watch it and see.
I'm not watching any episode of Criminal Minds.
It's the one with Tim Curry. That's the one I'm going to tell you to watch.
Piffle. I'll tell you an episode of something to watch with Tim Curry.
Which
Lex.
One? I have yet to see that.
The Adventures of the Dark Zone. Second movie, which is episode 3 and 4, if you go by the season 1 designation of what the first 4 movies were. Tim Curry plays Poet Man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that one up.
Okay. So, Jersey Shore Massacre.
Yes.
Jersey Shore Massacre. 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 Massacre.
Boobtastic?
Boobs galore. Not necessarily good boobs, just boobs. Let's see, how do I put this in a... Remember, you know who that guy Ron Jeremy is?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He has a guest appearance in this movie. of course.
That's not surprising.
of course. So the movie is about a couple of Jersey girls who, surprisingly enough, work at a beauty salon, are getting together to have a girls' weekend out in Jersey. They want to go to the beach, they want to have fun, they want to pick up guys, do that whole 9 yards of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to their place, and they find out that Ron Jeremy, he's already rented out their place to somebody else. It's like, you bastard! And then the one girl says, hey, my uncle's big and famous. He's got a place out here somewhere. It's only a few little ways away. We'll go there. Nice place. Beautiful place. It doesn't bother to tell you who else lives around the corner there from there, but that's fine. So then, they have their fun and shenanigans and everything else. And then a madman shows up and just starts killing everyone.
There you go.
Slasher movie. Surprisingly enough, well done slasher movie, too.
Really?
Yeah, there are scenes where it's like, slice, 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 slice. It's like, holy Jesus, man, I could believe that.
Yeah, well, there you go. You don't get that often.
It's one scene where he's taking a, what the hell was it? A belt sander?
Uh-huh.
Just ripping the shred off the back of the guy's back. It was like, ew. So needless to say, if you like to watch slasher movies with a lot of blood and guts, this one wasn't bad.
It wasn't a Soylent Green type of film?
A what?
Soylent Green.
I liked Soylent Green.
Yeah, but there was no nom nom.
There was no slashing in Soylent Green.
No, but there would be eating.
Soylent Green is people! And you don't ever actually see them eat the people.
Yeah.
Besides, what people don't seem to realize is meat is meat.
I'm not going there.
Okay, meat is meat.
When you listen to Free Pie Night next, you'll think twice about meat is meat.
No, meat is meat. You take meat, you process it, you cut it up into bits, and you put it into some kind of form that's palatable to consume. It's meat. It's protein. It's ha.
Jeffrey Dahmer, what he thinks.
Meat is meat. That's what he thinks.
What else did you see?
Come on, I like Jersey Shore Massacre. I gotta pinpoint one particular scene, and yes, I'm going to spoil it for anyone who's watching it, but I don't expect anybody's going to watch this movie, because it is one of those kinds of movies. So the one girl is particularly randy, and not to mean as in randy in the chat room, just she's a little on the... I'm going to get some tonight. She pulls this dildo, puts it on the dresser. And then things all go on, and they go out talking to him, and comes back. And the one girl takes it and jams it in the face of the killer guy.
Oh, wow.
It's like, point of order, Judge, here. If you did that, because it went in like a good 2 or 3 inches. He'd be dead. Penetrated brain. Dead. Instant. Poof. However, it's a slasher movie. What do you expect? Not a whole lot of realism, I'm sure. Okay, so another good movie I watched.
Yes.
Mercenaries.
This one sounds familiar.
This one is, hey, you know those Expendables movies?
Yeah.
This would be like a female version of it.
Yeah.
But with less action stars. Bridget Nielsen was in it. She's like the German Nazi Russian Romanian kind of. I don't know what country I'd come from, but I speak with a Prussian accent. Is very difficult to understand, but I'm very butch.
She's a Dolph Lundgren,
huh?
She's a Dolph Lundgren of the film.
She would be the Dolph Lundgren of most female-oriented movies.
Uh-huh, exactly.
She's as big as Dolph Lundgren, and she acts like him. It's like, I have big breasts. Look at my breasts. They are big. And she's still kind of hot, but she's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the bad girl in the movie.
Oh.
Zoe Bell. Mm-hmm. You may have remembered her from Grindhouse, the movie.
Right.
She's a big-time stunt double body actor type thing. And this is the first movie I've ever actually enjoyed her watching in as... She's like the lead for the thing. Christina Loken? Loken? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Loken. The female predator, Terminator in T2? T3. T3. Vivica Fox.
Really?
Yep. And some other lady's name who I don't remember. She was Asian. I don't remember if she was Japanese or Chinese. She was good. They were all good actresses. I mean, they all played very good in what they were doing. But it was a cheesy movie. It was so cheesy. But fun. It's not cheesy as in low budget. It was cheesy as in, that's a cheesy story. That's a cheesy, cheesy thing. That's cheesy. But it's cheese, so it's enjoyable cheese. It's watchable. It's enjoyable.
Right.
You're going to watch now, aren't you?
Based on
my recommendations, you should go watch that movie.
I'm going to try, but I was actually more shocked to hear you mention a name that...
Vivica Fox?
No, Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah, I thought she was no longer with us.
Apparently, she's been doing film... For a while now.
Yeah, no.
But we
don't necessarily... This is the thing about movies. We don't always necessarily hear about all of them that are out there. Every once in a while I hear about... And my third movie that I'm going to talk about is in this category. Every once in a while I hear about a movie that's like, this is a freaking awesome movie. Why did I never hear about this movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be a freaking awesome movie, but it's like, well, where was the buzz? What happened here? I've talked about Afflicted before. I love that movie. It's a great vampire movie. But it's a modern movie. And it comes across at the beginning, it's like, oh, sappy movie. But then it gets really, really cool as a vampire movie. But you never hear about them too much. You might get a glimpse from somewhere that says, hey, this is a great movie, I should watch it. Yeah.
The Asian is Nicole Bilderbach.
That's her.
Yeah. Did you know she's born in Texas?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of Texas attitude.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, she's all like, yeah, that's the best! I'm not Japanese. And she never actually quite clearly, I think, identified what Asian ethnicity she was.
Now, I know this is a movie you probably never watched. I haven't either, but...
You never know.
Bring It On.
Oh, God, I have seen that.
That was one of the movies she was in.
I hate those movies.
And Clueless.
Seen the first one. That's right, she was in the first one. I did see her in that.
Yeah, and apparently she was in House. How did I miss that? I'll have to go back.
She must have been very, very young in that.
Yeah.
Because House came out, what, like the 80s, 90s?
Yeah. Early 90s? It lists her in a 2005 episode, so.
Episode?
Just one episode, yeah.
House?
Mm-hmm.
House.
House MD, the doctor one.
That one. Okay. Forget that. I'm talking about the movie with the greatest American hero dude.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's like, wait a sec, she'd have been really young. That was like early 90s.
Yeah, no.
Whatever. But No, she was good. I enjoyed her. She was funny.
Oh, dude, she's our... well, never mind.
She's what?
Nothing.
Okay, fine.
She's born in 75.
All right. Sure. She looks younger. And she then does. We'll move away.
She does look younger.
She does. But that's good. That means she can have a very long life and be happy with it.
And I'm trying to see because there's something that says she's connected to The Walking Dead, but I don't see it in here.
Everybody's connected to The Walking Dead. Everybody in Hollywood.
You think there's... she played a mummy?
A mummy? There are no mummies in Walking Dead.
I know that. I can't read and talk at the same time.
Oh my gosh, really, EW? You gotta wake up here. Okay? I've got the sick. I'm allowed to be sounding really bonky tonight because I got the sick.
No.
It's not the Ebola sick, but it's the other kind of sick.
Yeah, don't get me started on that. Two people are dead in Texas.
I know. I heard. They had one reported case here in Toronto. Turned out to be inaccurate.
Hopefully, yeah.
No, they tested him. He was not. He did not get it.
Well, that's a good sign.
Nor did his wife.
That's even better sign.
I was using an innuendo there. Fine.
Don't look in my window.
I'm not going to. I would be afraid of what I see. Yeah, hey! I smack him in the back of the head! It's all good!
I catch you looking in. I'll start dancing till I like to move it, just for you.
It's all about the bass. It's all about the bass. No treble.
Do I
know this stupid song? Yes, I do.
How do you know this? Never mind. No.
How do I know it? Greg shared it on Facebook, and it's like, the song's in my head now.
Kind of like his milkshake song.
I don't know anything about his milkshake song, and I'm just leaving it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you talking milkshake song as in Rihanna?
All the boys bring are like my milk. Yep. Or I can't remember.
Yes, I know that song.
Yep.
My milkshake brings the boys to the yard. Boys to the yard.
There you go.
I have a much higher def techno speed version of that song that's even better. But moving past all of that rigmarole, we're going to go to movie number trois.
Okay.
Trois, as in three. As in three.
I was assuming that's what that meant.
This is a movie called Wer.
Okay, so what's the movie?
W-E-R. Wer.
Yeah, I know. What was it?
It was is it a werewolf or is it not a werewolf movie?
Oh, so it's Wer.
No, it's Wer. Wer is W-E-R-E. This is Wer.
Werewolf.
No, this is Wer.
Mm.
Remember, foreign language films.
Who's on first?
Pronounce things the same as you do. You know.
Who's on first?
I'm not. I'm on seventh. Let's go down to Electric Avenue. Now, moving back. Wer. So, the basic premise of this movie is mostly about a legal case. Something bad happens. Really bad. Nice and splattery, too. And the man is accused of doing this crime. They can't prove anything until whatever. And so the legal defense team is all set up to try and, hey, save this guy, man. This is a travesty of justice. This guy is being railroaded into prison. He didn't do it. They got no information or justice on it. All they do is basically, he was close by at that time. It's like, obviously he looks weird, so they're going to arrest this guy because they would just want to get an open and shut case as quickly as possible. But then, you find out, maybe he is a werewolf. You gotta watch it. It's a good movie. I enjoyed it immensely.
But now, this was all in took place in a court?
No. This is it's not in the courtroom. It's the whole process of after he's arrested, then you see your lawyer appointed by whatever. He can't afford a lawyer, so this lawyer does it pro bono because she's like, I'm protecting the rights of innocent people. It's human rights violations. Like the whole champion of the downtrodden type thing. And then she's dealing with the police chief, and they're really trying to find out, what happened? What really happened? Let's get all the clues together. And it's like, oh my god, this doesn't, what the hell happened? That kind of thing. See, when it's done well, I do like investigative stuff like that. But for the most part, I kind of find it boring.
Right.
Unless there's a good twist to it. It's like, hey, maybe he's a werewolf. Why would you say that? Well, look at him. He's a hairy guy. He's not very communicative. He's big. Yeah, but he can't move very fast, can he? Look, he's slow. He's got a degenerative disease. His bones don't fit inside his skin properly. How could he move like that and then kill all those people like that? Do you know how much pressure is required to chomp open the back of somebody's head? A lot more than a human brain face could do. Fun stuff. Little bits and pieces of fact, fiction, fantasy.
Interesting.
But, so now I now have, in the main three genres of monster movies and horror and whatever, I have three modern favorites.
Okay.
Zombies, Rec.
Yeah, yeah.
Werewolves, Were.
Hmm.
Vampires, Afflicted.
Hmm. Still going to keep looking at them.
Now, we got to come up with a creature from the Black Lagoon movie, equivalent therein. And we can't say Cabin in the Woods because, oh man, the merman, really?
Yeah. No, you're right.
But I did love that scene. It's just like, that's funny. And we need a Phantom of the Opera movie.
Hmm. I know I saw one not too long ago that would fit that, but I forgot what it would be.
Penny Dreadful comes close.
I know where everybody is today. I know what's so special about today. I finally got it.
What? What?
Today is the debut of American Horror Story 3, Freak Show.
Yeah, and you're saying the freaks aren't here?
Apparently not enough, because...
I'm here.
That's where everybody's hiding at.
I'm here. That's all that matters.
Yeah. But are you freaky enough?
Is that a dare?
No. I don't want to do that.
Because I'm really tired.
Because I know what kind of crazy things you can do.
Okay. I can do voices.
That's good, yeah. Yeah,
I can do voices. I can pull my finger. Toot. Okay, I can do that.
Pull my finger, but everybody runs. I don't know why.
It's probably the effervescence-ness of your personality.
I know. It just illuminates the room.
It's the bubble of something indefinable and indefatigable in the air that just sort of spreads. A sensation of, oh, wow, that's just, like, we gotta go now. That kind of thing in postulated in the air and just thrown out there.
Well, this explains why people clear the room. I thought, you know, it'd be simple. Open a window.
Yeah, no, I don't stick around people very long to do that.
I guess not.
Uh-oh, Jack's gonna check to see if he's freaky. Speaking of freaky, I keep wanting to put a song on in the intermezzo called I Think You're Freaky, But I Like You a Lot. But there's too much swearing in the song, and I don't feel like bleeping it.
Gotcha.
So Dianthwerp.
Would you like to do a different intermezzo tonight?
I gave you an intermezzo, right?
I know, that's what I was saying, because you said you wanted to do that one, but you didn't want to bleep it, so...
Yeah, but I didn't give you that one, because I don't think you'd have that one.
No.
Like, I'd be very surprised if you had any Dianthwerp.
I could well, give me a second.
It's easy enough to find it, but we're not playing that. You can look that one up on Outside Showtime, because it's pretty freaky.
But then remember, I'm just saying, FCC sanctioned?
Sanctioned to get airplay, yeah.
Diane Thorne? What's her name?
I don't know.
No, the singer.
I have no idea. She's a little blonde girl.
Did you say Dianthwerp?
No. Die, D-I-E, Antwerp. But don't worry, let's not go there.
I don't even know how to spell it.
Huh? Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not hard. I mean, you spell it wrong, it comes up. It's a high hit usage on YouTube or whatever. But yeah. That's not what we're playing. We're playing the file I gave you.
I can't find it. Oh, you want that file. I can find that file.
Let's time to intermezzoage.
We can do that.
Okay.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction. Just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Yeah. Boom! It hits you with that silent ending and it just goes and empties the room. Just like what EW does when he pulls his finger. But we're not going to go there because that's not the show. That's not how we think. That's not how we flow. I'm going to continue with a little bit of a ribble rabble because this is what I kind of do when I get really tired. I'm going to ribble rabble. I'm going to have a little bit of a ribble rabble. And, you know, the things that happen in when you're talking about things and when you're thinking about things and when you're driving on the highway, it's like, why the hell do these people think they can do that? What really pisses me off sometimes is that people think, I'm just going to jump in front of this guy because he's my time's more important than him. It's like, no. I have to correct you on this right now up front, sir. Your time is not more important than mine. My time is more important for me. Your time is more important for you. Who cares if your time is more important for you? I don't care. Stay out of my way or I'm going to kill you and eat your brain. That's all I have to say about that with that particular line of thinking in that train. But I do have enough Funker Vote and I do have enough Wampus Cut in my musical diet. Plus, there's a whole bunch of something, something, something. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't remember their name right now.
I have a solution for you.
There is no solution.
No, to help you with everything.
I have cookies, so that's all that matters.
No, it's better than cookies.
There is nothing better than cookie except brains or bacon.
Pull my finger.
No.
It'll solve everything.
Nope. Because if you do that, I'll be lighting a match.
Speaking of cookies, I tried a new cookie from Oreo called Pumpkin Spice.
Nope, not going to do it. I hate pumpkin.
It was extremely sweet.
I hate pumpkin. The smell, the consistency, the whole nine yards. I know it's the season of horror and everything. And pumpkin is supposed to identify everybody with horror and scary stuff and Halloween and everything. But I really, 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 not as bad as mustard, but I don't like pumpkin.
Yeah. Well, if you like extremely sweet, this is it. But yes.
But it tastes like pumpkin.
No, it really didn't taste like pumpkin.
Yeah.
Well, now don't get me wrong, because I do eat a lot of pumpkin type stuff, you know. But no, it didn't taste like it.
I'm still not going to try it because it's no pumpkin.
But I have another movie I didn't mention.
What movie did you not mention?
This one was hilarious.
Saw it already.
Did you?
Probably.
Bad Grandpa.
Oh, I have to watch that one.
Yes, you do.
I've seen enough of it. It's like, yeah, I'll watch this around at some point in time. It's like, it's not high on the priority list. I got about 50 movies ahead of it.
I didn't think I was going to want to watch it because it, you know, who it's by and stuff.
I don't like them, usually.
And that's when I was totally walking into thinking, oh, it's going to be one of these. I'm going to be sicked out. I'm not going to want to watch this. It was not that at all. Basically, what they do is each scene is actually filmed in front of people. So you get that B-film type feel, but, real reactions. They don't tell the people that they're filming until after they finish filming.
So and then half the people get up and hit them with sticks.
You're getting natural reactions, and dude, it was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw part of the excerpt of the kid stripping in front of all the moms and little girls in their, like, whatever you call that pageant thing.
Do you know the kid wanted to do that?
Well, of course he did. Look at who he's being influenced by, that kind of crowd. It's like, well, of course he wants to do that, because that's kind of funny. That's why I would watch it.
Yeah. There was a lot of interesting scenes in here. They did it was really good.
But then realizing that I also enjoy things like the Just for Laughs, gags things. They have those whole gag setups where they go in candid camera stuff.
Yeah.
Candid camera is always fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it literally turned out to be, similar to that, because the way they did it. Mm-hmm. But, You just see in some of the reactions. There was a scene, it was like really beginning of the movie, and he's all depressed, not really depressed, you'll just have to watch to understand what he's doing, but...
God Bless America! Have you seen that movie?
No.
You should.
He ends up getting a particular male anatomy stuck in a soda machine.
Well, that's what he does. He's a weirdo.
It wasn't the real thing, but... you know, you would think because, you know, the people see this, they were going to help him.
Of course not. They don't want to go anywhere near that. It's like, ew, call 911. I'm just going to videotape this shit.
That's exactly it. They're breaking out their cameras and recording it.
See, do you remember the video there a little while ago on YouTube of the little baby getting picked up by the giant golden eagle or whatever it was?
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay. So my first thought is, why is the parent filming this still? Like, it was all set up anyways, but...
It had to have been.
No, it was. They came out with it saying, yeah, it was all set up. We were showing how we could do this. But the whole thing was, is everybody else like, oh, that poor baby did it. And it's like, no, first thought, why is the parent not trying to help?
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these stupid little, grizzly mauls the child and parents still filming. What?
Because it's not really happening.
No, I'm talking about things where they are real.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm talking about is, okay, I mean, let's get the heads out of the whole fantasy thing here and stop thinking that, oh, I can look at everything through the lens of a handheld device and everything's cool. Wait, I put the handheld device, it's like, little Johnny's now dead. Oh, I guess that was not a great idea then.
Yeah, it's afterwards you realize that. Oh. Well, this leads me to a question for you, and I figure because you're technological, you know everything technology, and
I wouldn't say everything.
Okay, but enough, right?
I can fake it well enough than anyone. Yes.
Okay. And have you seen any of the news about what's happening in Hong Kong and so forth?
You'll have to refresh my memory. There's all kinds of things happening in Hong Kong.
Well, the big protest and how they're...
Oh, yes, with the drone?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Right? But here's the thing. The news was saying that the government, Hong Kong and Chinese government, is cutting off all their social media stuff. They're stopping it because these people are using it to actually gather together to do these protests. Mm-hmm. So the government's cutting it off.
That's what Syria and Egypt did as well.
Right, exactly. But the guy said one particular comment in there that made me wonder. And, you know, I see it happen overseas, but I don't really see it happening here. So here's the question. Is social media a weapon?
Yes. I will give you a song by Faithless called Mass Distraction, which will give you an indication as to how it kind of works. Social media, everything. Everything is a weapon in the right hands of the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Social media can be used, and this is, Joan has talked about this before on her show, about cyberbullying. Social media can be used to do that. Social media can be used to orchestrate campaigns of terror, actually. Social media can be used as a knife at the throat of corporate establishment, where it's like, you guys suck and we're going to prove that you guys are bad, evil people, and we're going to protest. It can be used as a weapon for anything, because it's just a matter of information. It's a matter of combinations of people. It's a matter of how do we organize? How do we get something done? That's mm-hmm. what social media is all about. Well, it's a part of what social media is about. The rest of it is about trolling.
Yeah, that's a for sure.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this was high school when it was in high school. It's like, well, I had enough of that crap when I was in high school. Why would I want more of that? Which is why I'm quite actually happy about my Facebook setup, is that I don't get people doing any of that shit, because I just don't put up with any of it. You want to be with me, people? Be friendly. Be happy. Be bright.
Right.
Talk to your shadows once in a while, but keep it all... up and up and up, up, up. Because otherwise I'm going to say, bite me. And then it's going to be, I'm going to bite you.
So do you think they're going to take social media away?
They can't.
Okay, that one loses me. Why not?
Okay. Because what's going to happen is China is on the cusp of, call it gross social evolution. They have been a repressive regime of... mostly, probably for the longest period, maybe for the last two decades or whatever, people who just want to get by on their lives. But what's happening now is more and more younger people, and this is why China wants to squash all the social media and all of the Google and everything else, and they just want to keep it all out of the country. But that's because there is enough information now that's being seen by people in China that says, hey, the rest of the world doesn't have to put up with this shit. Why do we?
Well, they've been...
There's 2 billion people there.
Yeah, they've been so dominated by their governments for so long that they're ready to stop.
They're ready to pop.
Yeah, but, and I see an evolution. I mean, a revolution starting.
It's not a revolution; it's an evolution. The revolution has been done. That was in 1909.
Yeah, but I think they're going to still revolt against.
They're not going to revolt. They're going to evolve.
You think it's going to be an evolution?
I think it's going to be an evolution. I think that a dynamic of people is going to start getting into positions where they can start influencing the way that people think and start saying, hey, we don't need to fight about this. We just need to agree about it. Mm-hmm. What's right? What's wrong? How do we make lives simpler, better? In China, the mentality has always been family first.
Right.
So it's always been a part of that the dichotomy that people exist by. And it still is, and it probably always will be. But what's also happening now is that the evolution of social awareness is that you can see that no matter where you live in the world, the opportunity to be better is there. And it doesn't need to necessarily have to be in a very constrained manner, or it doesn't necessarily have to be look, we've got all these freedoms. All those freedoms are an illusion to people who don't know how they actually work, because most people in Canada and in the U.S. probably don't realize how much of their freedoms aren't really free.
Oh, no, that's okay. A
lot of people want to say, I've got the right to do this. No, you have no rights, period. All these rights are the social compact that says we as a group of people say we believe that this is the right way to do this stuff and how to react and deal with stuff. The in and of itself, you have no rights. There aren't any. It's not an inalienable thing. It's not something that's written in stone that says, yeah, I can wave this card here and I have that right. It's like, no. You have a right as part of a member of well-meaning, thought-out society that says, well, we don't think it's a good thing to just go around killing people. Yeah, that's a bad idea. Let's not do that. We don't think it's a good idea for people to just walk into anybody else's home and just take their bread off their table. Yeah, that's a bad idea. So it's like the social evolution has been growing for the last few decades. It's really steamrolling. And China's going to hit a big bump. Or there's going to be a lot of people dying.
Well, and for those who don't know, I mean, China does control Hong Kong now. Their government is in control of it. And it's like you said, they're fed up. I'm really shocked that America isn't doing as much as they are over there. Because we've got enough politicians that are crooked and a lot of stuff that's happening, and nobody's brave enough to stand up as much as these people in China are, or Hong Kong. I mean, they're out, they're protesting, they're saying enough's enough. And, you know, I don't know if that's going to ever be our situation in the future or
it's
not.
It's going
to
be.
I don't know how far along it's going to be, though.
10 years.
You think 10?
Yep.
I would hope for sooner, but...
No, it's going to be within 10 years. I don't know when, but within 10 years. Within 10 years, something catastrophic is going to happen in the U.S. that's going to force the U.S. populace as a whole to either go one way or the other. And one way is more extreme, police state, and the other way is like, oh, hey, let's get rid of a lot of this crap.
And that's the part I want. I have a feeling
that's the part I would think would be the better one, but the problem is I think it's going to go more the other way.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling somewhere down the line you're going to see Texas actually remove themselves from the United States.
I don't.
I mean, at the rate things are going, it wouldn't surprise me.
You've got the exact same problem, I think, with Texas as Quebec does in Canada.
How so?
Okay. Using the Canadian perspective on it, for Quebec to succeed from Canada... Realistically speaking, if it was not done in a polite and call it a democratic process, do the average Quebecer expect that Canada would continue to deal with Quebec in the same way?
No, you would see them acting as it would be from another country.
No, it would be worse. It would be spiteful. Most of the rest of the country would say, screw you. You guys think you can do this alone? good luck with that. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, if done politely, responsibly, and everything else, then yes, there probably would still be the same level of interaction. It's just another border. It's whatever, whatever, whatever.
Well, not knowing what
the problem is, it's not approached that way.
But I don't know what...
Texas has the same thing, I think. The same mentality. It's like, fuck you, screw you, the rest of the country. You guys don't understand our problems. We don't consider yours. Go away. And that's the way Quebec looks at it as well.
Texas could be a self-sustaining state because we have oil. We have all the different productions that most of the United States needs or would want. So,
but?
They would be purchasing from us.
What do you lack? As a cultural environment, what do you lack?
Honestly, I don't think there's anything they are lacking.
Fresh water?
Food? I know, because there's a lot of wells that they can dig here. We've got plenty of aquifers. Food, most of the farms, you know. I know the other states carry farms as well, but a lot of the farms are here. We do have our own groceries chains that literally are only Texas-based, you know. So,
but those foodstuffs are coming from out of state. For those groceries.
Some are, but I think majority of it, no. Like, we have a grocery store called HEB, and they are nothing but Texas farmers supplied.
Okay. Does Texas have a lot of wheat fields?
You know, I when you get to certain things, what they have and don't have, I couldn't answer.
Well, this is wheat is a breadbasket commodity.
Yeah, and I know there's some states that are very high on that, and so I couldn't tell you if Texas is one of those or not.
Okay, because for Canada, wheat production is mostly in the prairies, which is Saskatchewan and Manitoba. If Saskatchewan and Manitoba were to suddenly burn up, a crap load of people in this country would die of starvation.
Because of the wheat. Yeah.
Because of wheat. Wheat is one of the cornerstone products of food production in the world. Russia's probably biggest import problem is going to be wheat. It's one of the... Oh, sorry, stepping on the card. If the sanctions continue going on with their whole 9 yards of crap going on as well, the rest of the world will probably start withholding foodstuffs for basic people, and there'll be people starving in Russia, which is not a third world country, it's a first world country. And this is the thing that I think that happens is when like Texas is looking at it and Quebec is looking at it, is there's a very narrow view that says, yeah, we could be self-sustaining. Got a lot of money on this stuff, we could do all this stuff and whatever else. But then you get into the side where it's like, well, think about all the things that you don't have. Do you have natural manufacturing base?
Yeah, well, one of Toyota plants are here.
Toyota would disappear because they wouldn't stay there because they're part of the international foundation that would be staying within the U.S., not in Texas.
Yeah, see, I'm not, and that's the thing. We don't know, I mean, if this happened, how tragic and how different would things be? Because there is a lot of Texas-based companies that supply out throughout the nation. And as Keenan said, he didn't know that Texas had as much oil. But what a lot of people don't realize, and because I live close to it, there is a huge amount of oil being drilled and elected.
Do you know what Texas does more with oil than drill it?
They
process it.
Yeah.
That's what Texas has for oil production for the rest of the North America. Most of Canada's oil, the raw production, goes to Texas. All right? We don't process it. I don't know why we don't process it. We have the facilities, we have the abilities and everything else, but I think it's part of the whole agreements with the U.S. and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Texas processes oil much more than it drills, which is fine. I mean, that's a part of the market economy and everything else like that. But that's kind of what I was saying, is that when you focus on, we've got all these things that we'd be fine if we had to do this. It's like, okay, but you're missing out on the larger structure of what you wouldn't be having. And this is what I would say about Quebec as well. What Quebec would be losing out on is they've got some strong financial industries in bacon, actually, maple syrup production. There's a number of things that they're very strong in that they produce a lot of product for both the rest of the country and the rest of the world. But think about what they don't have. They don't have beef. cows are usually, well, Canadian cow manufacturing, I think, is mostly the Maritime, the prairie provinces as well. They have lumber, yes, they do, but there's also a lot of other stuff that they don't have.
Right.
And Canada as a country has has everything.
I would say Texas,
the individual provinces don't.
Yeah. And the other thing, though, is, you know, and if you look at it as that, but see, that's a part I wouldn't compare it on. I'm saying this is not the way I would compare it, but at one time, Texas was its own freestanding country, or whatever you want to call it at the time.
So was Quebec.
Yeah. But that was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Could it actually go back to that? Yeah, probably. I mean, as I said, there is a lot of things that could make them self-sustaining. But as you also pointed out, which is a very good point, what American businesses are here would... Well, you know what? No, that would be a wrong answer. Most American companies could probably stay here at a better rate.
Nope.
Because as soon as
you have a border in place, you have to understand, shipping costs quadruple.
Yes, but think of a NAFTA thing. That's why a lot of our businesses are shutting down.
You're going to lose NAFTA. And even with NAFTA, Canada is NAFTA. Canada and the U.S. are NAFTA. Okay,
right.
So we're both part of that organization. It is still four times as expensive to ship from the U.S. to Canada or from Canada to the U.S. What do we not have in common? Sorry, what element do we have in common? We have a shared border. How far? This is the thing that kills me about shipping, and I ship a lot, so that's why I know about this. 80% of the population of Canada is within 100 miles of the U.S. border. Why does it cost four times as much to ship something from Buffalo to Toronto? They're an hour apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is no excuse for this. If I ship that exact same piece from Toronto to, oh, I don't know, St. John's, which is 3,000 kilometers, well, it's not really 1,000 kilometers away, it's not as much as it is to ship from Buffalo to Toronto. And in the States, when you want to ship from Buffalo to Fort Worth, Dallas, it's $5, if that.
Right.
Okay, you change that same package, you try and ship it into Canada, it's $43.
Yes, I know it's expensive. I shipped something up there a couple of times, and the person claimed they never got it.
But as soon as you put in place a border from Texas and the rest of the U.S. Country, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Is that infrastructure element is said, no, there's all these other expenses and everything else and all these other costs and da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, no, it's a load of BS. It's about just putting in extra costs and values and stuff that are just really artificially inflated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I don't know. It's a very bigger discussion than we actually have on top for a show about zombies and comic books. Dude.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Well,
starting with the social media, but
social media is good and bad.
It has its ups and downs.
Oh, totally does. So I just wanted to shout out to everybody in the chat room and everybody else listening to us on the Political News Network. Come on back, and we'll talk about more. You know what? I might even dedicate an entire show to politics. I doubt it, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Some mosquitoes. Kill them. Get it. It's dead. Excellent. After Rot, come back every Wednesday, 9:00, Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, whatever the hell kind of denomination you want to call that particular thing. Twitter, Facebook, social media, all those things. Come by again. And I just wanted to say, everybody who has come by today, thanks for coming and joining us once again. EW, thanks for coming by again.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and I think that means that the show is over, and now we'll be into a free pie night or something like that.
And that is coming up here in just a moment, so I shall roll your music.
Okay.
Of a big surprise, if you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.